I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. That's the meat stick version. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm sitting here with Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. He brought in some nice hot beef sticks or meat sticks. What's in these things?
Beef and pork.
Oh, they're so good.
And a double heaping batch of love.
I love the love. The future's here, and you need to stock up. I'm a bit of a prepper. That's why I buy a cow at a time. What should people be thinking about? Let's talk about beef. If you wanted to stock up on beef right now, what would you point them towards?
If you're thinking about a Christmas or New Year's prime rib, you know, I hate to tell people, oh, go and stock up, you know, go get more toilet paper, you know, but that's the ugliest beef story in the industry right now.
Why is that?
Are ribeyes for Christmas. And they're
talking about a standing rib roast.
Yep, boneless or standing rib roast. So getting to Christmas, you could be paying upwards of $25 to $30 a pound.
Oh my gosh.
For a prime rib
roast. And it's typically like 16.
Yeah. Yep. So that's the worst thing right now of what's getting bargained or unbargained with. And all the big producers are going to hold out. And previously, you could pre-order in the summertime and book them ahead and get a good price. All bets are off this year. So they're just going to let it be just a raging wildfire on pricing. So in 1 week, they went up $2 a pound. So for meat items, that's huge.
Okay, stop there. Help us understand how that all works. How did we get to the point where we don't have enough beef?
Well, we have enough beef. That's the problem. So what's the price? That's, I'm going to call it gouging at this point, all right? Which that's going to get passed down to all the Sobey Meats of the world, is going to get passed on to the consumer. And actually, they kill about 625,000 head of beef a week. And this last week was 650. A little bit over, not huge, but they're killing enough animals. It's just one more thing. The big producers are trying to get how can we get a few more bucks out of every beef, right? So if
you mean like the Cargills of the world?
Yes. Yeah. So if we can save a
gave Weren't this they on the Simpson movie?
They probably
Cargill
were.
Wasn't that the big bang?
Yeah. And I gave this analogy to one of my nieces. I said, if you could make an extra dollar, you know, for one cut of meat. So for an example, there's a Terrace Major. We use that for a Sobey Sizzler. So you separate that out. If you get a buck a piece more, so $2 per head of cattle, kill 2,000 head in your facility a week, $4,000 times, you know, 52 weeks, run the numbers, just $2 a head more, that adds up a lot, right? Well, now what if you can get 10 bucks a head more, whatever that is? And that's kind of where we are with ribeyes right now, already looking forward to the Christmas season. I think it's just going to be kind of a gouging thing at that
point. So they're not necessarily having trouble processing the meat.
Correct.
Because that's what we've heard is they can actually process the number that they're normally processing.
Yes. Yep, they're getting that number out. And then now how can we squeeze a little bit more out of each head of cattle?
Okay, let's look at pork prices.
Yep. Those are jumping up also.
Same deal.
Yep. And there's out in California, our dear friends out there, you know, the tree huggers. So with pork, they're hitting certain standards where you have to have more space for the pigs to be in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's going to be a huge price driver of pork in the industry as well. So all like pork butts now, you know, we're still in the season of barbecuing and grilling.
Right.
Ribs, all pork prices are going up.
What are pork butts going for right now?
Typically, if you're going to be paying probably close to a $2 mark.
Which isn't horrible.
Not horrible, no. But
still the best buy on meat in the world. I mean,
actually, it's the
barbecue.
Loin, yeah. Barbecue, yeah. And the loin is still such a great value. You don't lose much. Get a little creative with it to keep moisture in it. But that loin is is great value meat. Mm-hmm. Bellies, you know, and that's one of the big drivers of pork.
What are bellies going for right now, pork belly?
Bellies were probably around a good $3 bill, well, is what we're paying.
Wow.
That's before you even start turning to brine them, smoke them. You know,
really?
Turn them into bacon, oh. Yeah. Uh-huh. So those have been inching up.
Wow. I just made some bacon a couple weeks ago, that pork belly I picked up from you, and it turned out so well. I'm so happy with it.
Good.
I love making bacon.
And Maureen loves it, too. She told me. Yeah, you can't say that.
I can't get a thing by you. Yeah. That's not her name. Okay, and then poultry. We heard about Tyson, so there goes the poultry world.
Yeah, and Tyson, I mean, they're involved in pork, beef, and chicken. So even what was
it? He was Bill Clinton's friend.
Yeah. What a great value before were the boneless, skinless thighs. And those are just pennies away from being as much as boneless, skinless breast right now. And that boneless thigh is such a great piece of meat because, you know, more moisture, more flavor in that dark meat anyway. They're flatter. They cook up. You do a million things with them. But it's the extra labor to bone out that thigh.
I buy a lot of those from you, especially for events.
Yeah.
They come in the 10-pound bags typically. The last event I did, I kind of overbought on purpose.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to throw some in the freezer. So I got my Seal-A-Meal thing out, and I split them up into nice little 3-pound packs, and I put about, I don't know, 15 or 20 of those packs in the freezer.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have because sometimes somebody will drop in or whatever, and you just want to throw something on the grill. That's a fail-safe piece of meat.
Yep.
You can thaw those out, marinate them. Like I made up Maureen's. Believe it or not, my wife's gone this weekend, so I had to get her prepared to go.
Yeah.
And so she wanted to make shish kebabs, chicken shish kebabs. So I made her up a nice marinade recipe, and she asked me how long to marinate them. Before I tell you how long I told her, if you were going to marinate skinless, boneless chicken thighs that you're cutting up into little 1-inch, 2-inch chunks, how long would you marinate them?
I'd give them at least an hour.
That's all?
No, I'd give more, but I would give them at least an hour. So if it
how long would you do it for?
I'd probably give them at least a half a day, probably overnight.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's what I told her.
I'd give them overnight.
Because that's such a safe meat.
Yeah.
It's got so much, I don't know, it doesn't absorb the brine like or the marinade like a lot of other meats do. So
the other beauty of that is, you know, smoking or grilling, whatever you're doing to prepare it, even if you do extra, take your leftovers, pop those in the freezer for a short period of time. You know, we've been over that many, many times on the show. But now what are we going to have for supper tonight? They're so versatile. You could just put them on salad, get a hot, muggy day, or it's a colder day. You could put them, add that into like chicken
after
fajitas.
After they've been marinated?
After even cooked. So now you just...
Oh, cooked, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like freezing meat if it's marinated.
Correct, yeah.
It tends to really change the profile. I don't know. That's just me, but yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it does. I mean, as we know, fresh is always better,
yeah.
Right?
All right. Well, we blew through that, and I think we're covering the grounds I wanted to. We come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of seafood, and even though you're such a beef guy, I know you know a lot about those two-eyed creatures that swim. So we'll be right back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.